The tuition measure had been sitting on the Senate calendar awaiting a final vote for weeks, but it passed in a matter of minutes with no debate from lawmakers. Democratic Senator Michael Johnston of Denver is one of the main sponsors. He says he was shocked by the move.
I was surprised that we came certainly ready to defend the bill and talk about its benefits.
Under Senate Bill 15, an illegal immigrant student would no longer have to pay out-of-state tuition. A student must have attended a Colorado high school for a minimum of 3 years, get accepted to a Colorado college within a year of graduation, and apply for citizenship. Johnston says it makes no sense to price students out of a college education.
It's all about the practical outcome of what does it take to make that possible for those kids. My sense was that people didn't think there were good arguments left to make against this bill. I think if they had, they would be ready to make them.
Well, that's some interesting insight. I didn't see any difference in the vote, though. Is he writing fairy tales now for school children?
That's Republican Senate Minority Leader Bill Cadman of Colorado Springs. He says just because the GOP didn't put up a fight on the final vote doesn't mean they're softening their stance.
Because you're providing a benefit to someone that doesn't legally deserve it, it's pretty straightforward.
Should the measure reach his desk, Governor John Hickenlooper has hinted he would sign it.
I've always supported kids being able to get as much education as they can handle.
The Republican-controlled House will now take up the bill. Republicans only hold a one-seat advantage in that chamber, and one Republican has publicly said he may change his vote from last year where it was defeated. Proponents say the bill's fate will largely depend on the committee assignment. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.